Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Hello. Okay. Oh, there you are. How are you? All right, here we are on overtime. Alex, has traveling with the campaigns across Iowa affected your opinion on whether or not Iowa should be first in the Democratic primary?
Oh, man.
Good question.
Let me say one thing about Iowa, because I think this is unsung, or it's unspoken. There is the reason Steve King is a congressman from Iowa is because the demographics of Iowa are changing. There are a lot of immigrants in Iowa. Some of them are undocumented, some of them are not. But the face of Iowa is changing and changing rapidly, especially in the labor market. And so we shouldn't just dismiss Iowa as an all-white state. Having said that, it is pretty damn white. So do I think that, I mean, I was interviewing Julian Castro this week, and you know, I think that there is a reasonable argument to be made that the party, if it wants to accurately reflect its electorate, should at least rotate among states that have higher Hispanic and African American populations.
What do you think, panel, of Trump saying he'll go after entitlements if he's reelected?
Bullshit.
Bullshit that he said it?
He's not going to do it. No, nobody's going to do it. I mean, this is what the president says because...
No, why say it, then?
Because he wanted more money from the Republicans in his budget for nuclear defense, so they gave him more money by saying, we'll deal with entitlements next time around. And next time around, just like George W. Bush said he'll do it, he won't actually do it.
Hmm. Okay. Well,
He's been pretty good about following up on all the big promises. I mean, always get through.
Right.
There's
no way. And even the Republicans, Paul Ryan wanted this forever. You had both houses of Congress and a Republican president. They wouldn't touch it. When we finally go bankrupt as a nation, they'll all deal with these issues. And until then, they're not going to.
But he did not do well with that. I mean, he's added like $1 trillion to the deficit.
I mean, it's horrible.
Horrible.
I used to be an elected Republican. For God's sakes, I have no idea what the Republican Party stands for other than humping the president's leg these days.
You're going to vote for the leg that you're humping.
You know, I've seen the other side. It's like God's judgment. I don't like the guy, and there are enough of his policies I do versus the people who I really like. Joe Biden, he's a fine human being. I would sleep well with him as president, but God, the policies. Can I just find
so
the
you would
third
vote
party?
For Biden over Trump?
No,
not even Biden.
No,
even Biden.
I would sleep well with Biden. I know
sleep well. If you could sleep, if you'd sleep well with him, why couldn't you vote for him?
Life is a big issue for me. The pro-life cause is,
All right, so I was right about that. It is all about the little
babies. Biden were the Joe Biden of 20 years ago. The Democrats don't understand. They would wipe out the Republican Party if you had a pro-life Democrat, because a lot of people don't like the president, will vote for him on this issue, who really don't even like the Republican Party anymore.
Or at least don't talk about abortion like you like it.
There,
you know,
yes.
They used to know how to do that better. Clinton knew how to do it.
Bill Clinton is a good example.
Same thing with guns. Don't talk about it with such glee. You know, like, oh, we're going to take all the guns and we can't wait to kill all the babies.
By and large, the Democratic Party is not running. I mean, Beto O'Rourke can say things on a debate stage, but by and large, the Democratic Party is not running around saying, we're going to take away all the guns. I mean,
no, but they're not running on abortion either.
Yeah.
And Americans, but if you look at the polling data, this is not at the top of the list.
But here's my thing
Americans,
about
Americans, and I didn't say Democrats or Republicans.
Binary. There's only two camps now, right? There's only two teams. Everything that the blue team, anybody on the blue team does, gets thrown in the blue team hopper, and we all have to answer for it. So you're right. Not every Democrat is doing that, but when they make the ads,
the people in Iowa will think
at
they
least
are.
The blue team doesn't have as much to answer for these days.
That's true.
Yeah.
But you're still voting for Trump. This guy, he's not sticking to his guts. All right, Ingrid, how will Trump's repealing of... Oh, yeah, this is a horrible story this week we didn't even get to. Trump's repealing of Obama-era water protections affect animal populations in the wetlands. Yeah, you're now... We can go back to dumping pesticides and fertilizers directly into waterways and to destroy wetlands for construction. I mean, this has got to be a big issue for you.
Yeah, I mean, we really can't point to any president who's done magnificently for animals, but certainly this administration, with who they've put in charge of the Department of Interior, the Department of this, that, and the other, they're no friends of animals. One good thing has come out of the Trump administration, I have to say.
He did sign a bill.
He signed a bill. He also, the EPA... has said it will move away from animal experiments, and we've been meeting with them, and they have come further in this administration than they have in past administrations. The use of animals is going to go. But no, in any other area, it's been a disaster.
Okay. So I have one last question. I'm going to quote something, and Eric, I know you have really done a yeoman's job.
This is my night.
Just one more.
You're special, Eric.
I didn't get to it during the show, but this is, I've read this before. It's a transcript of a recorded call between Paul Ryan, when he was the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, and Steve Scalise, right? This is June 15th, 2016. I didn't know they were being taped, but we've heard it. McCarthy, there's two people I think Putin pays. Rohrabacher and Trump. Swear to God. Ryan says, this is off the record. No leaks, right? This is how we know we're a family here. Scalise, that's how you know that we're tight. Ryan, what's said in the family stays in the family. So McCarthy says Putin pays Trump. And their reaction is not, oh, my God, Trump is on Putin's payroll. It's, yeah, we keep this in the family, right? That doesn't bother you?
See, I don't think he, Rohrabacher, I wouldn't be surprised by him. I don't know who the president is.
He said it. I think Putin pays Rohrabacher and Trump swear to God, just in case we didn't think he meant.
Have you met Kevin McCarthy, though?
I mean, doesn't the specter of that, the idea that history could determine that, in fact, there was some arrangement, doesn't that shake people into wanting to go to the bottom of it?
Whether paid or not, I don't know the facts on that. And I've been talking a lot about facts.
We've heard this.
That's what they say. But what really bothers me about folks like this, they don't like Trump. They talk like you. I mean, they all talk like you. They don't like
the Republicans.
Yeah, all those guys. I mean, you know, when they're talking in the family, that's what they say among the family. And yet, when they come out in the public, because they care about taxes and for you, maybe some other issues or maybe power, they just forget about all this other stuff. And that's what I can't respect. I will support any Republican senator that gets up and says, I've listened to all the evidence, and, you know, for my beliefs, my opinion, this president shouldn't be removed because of this. What I can't stand is when they won't let us see the facts. When they are saying, it's, I can't hear the facts. I can't hear the facts. Yeah. The facts matter. And I'm optimistic about America, because actually, if you look at the data, Americans care about facts, too. Most of Americans, by the way, are not polarized. They're purple. We, the elites, we, the media, we, the Republican, the candidates, because of gerrymandering and money, we're polarized. Montana's not polarized. Guess, I'm going to put you on the spot, Bill. Guess how many Montanans voted for Barack Obama in 2008?
In 2008, yeah. Montanans, 43.8%.
Oh, you're pretty close. 47.
Wow.
Yeah.
47.
So
is that right?
Yeah,
no, I would not have guessed that number.
So don't tell me we're polarized. We're not polarized. Well, we maybe are polarized.
Glad
American
you're optimistic. Did you hear that thing I said at the end?
I did.
All right. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate that. Enjoy.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10. Or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.